I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea plans to execute 33 people who had contact with a Baptist missionary. They're accused of trying to overthrow the regime. Open Doors' David Curry explains Kim Jong-un's response.
North Korea has a theocracy. Their power is derived from their trying to convince their population that the leaders are God. So anything that would suggest otherwise, they would consider to be a threat to their government.
What's at stake? A precious commodity of North Korea, people. Gospel work has been driven underground. Make some noise about this story. We'll give you some ideas on how to do that at our website. Meanwhile, a family in the U.S. realized their work with Buckner International Shoes for Orphan Souls Ministry wasn't in vain. Sherry Schrag and her family held a shoe drive where they collected 600 pairs of shoes. A year later, Schrag and her daughter went on a trip to Honduras where a teen boy gave them a surprise.
He had a picture in his hand, and he's showing it to her, and I'm watching this, and she comes running over to me with him, and it's the picture of my daughter and her brothers that he got in his pair of shoes with a letter that we had written.
Join a shoe drive or trip through a link at our website. And the Lord's continuing to open doors for His story to move forward in Syria. Vision Beyond Borders says Syrian refugees, many of them Muslim, are hungry for truth. VBB's contacts are asking for 40,000 Arabic Bibles for refugees who are curious about the gospel. It costs just over $1 to print and ship each one. We'll connect you at our website. Pray the 40,000 goal is met and more people come to know Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Be the first to be notified when the free Bible.is app for kids is available to be downloaded. Your children can listen to a high-quality dramatized audio Bible while coloring, Bible games, and more. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.